Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. If you want to find out more, go to stevegruber.com. You can go there for the podcast. And if you miss an interview anytime, go back and share it with your friends or listen to it again. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the podcast, and away you go. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of the things that the cool kids do, we do it as well. My next guest, Brent Bozell, founder and president of the Media Research Center, that has done a lot of work out there to, hold truth up above the nonsense, above the noise. Brent, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. And what caught my attention here today is you made some remarks about this CNN 4th of July special, which it's bizarre to me, but the narrative keeps being pushed without factual support, without anything. The name of the special, State of Hate, The Explosion of White Supremacy. Now, I did a bunch of research, and I even used the fairly discredited or completely discredited Southern Poverty Law Center statistics. And I went across the Southern Poverty Law Center that will label anybody, if you make a chicken sandwich and believe in God, they'll label you a hate group, right? And even by their own numbers, hate groups in America are fairly small. I found members of the Ku Klux Klan were less than 10,000 individuals. In a country of 335 million, I don't think that's a big crisis. I don't consider 10,000 radical, weird people to be a threat to the rest of us. But CNN has to try to get ratings somewhere. But when it comes to the facts, what do you make of specials like this?
Well, they're not based on facts. There was a study that was done that I saw yesterday to show just how the media are not reflecting society when they say that this is what they do for a living. They looked at causes of death. And on the left-hand side, you see what in order of percentage, top one's cancer, then heart disease and something or other. And down at the bottom, you get things like homicide or suicide or terrorism. Then you look at the media coverage, and the number one is terrorism, number two is homicide, number three is suicide. And it goes back to, if it bleeds, it leads, this sensationalism. But where this hate thing is concerned, here is what is hugely problematic. You make the point that it doesn't reflect public opinion. You're absolutely right. But why are they doing it? What's the net effect of this? When a CNN does an expose on the state of white supremacy, they're doing two things. One, they're promoting white supremacy, and two, they're promoting a physical, violent backlash to it. Now, why do I say that? Because if you are one of those crazy 10,000 or under, I saw the number, heard the number was 4,000 for the KKK, whatever, give them 100,000. I don't care. In a nation, you're right, in a nation of 335 million.
Exactly.
If you're one of those crazies, what is it that you pine for? Attention. Do you remember the streakers in the 1970s that ran across the football fields and took, and it was all about sensationalism? One day, Howie Cosell said on Monday Night Football, he said, "We're not going to even mention them." The next time it happened, they didn't even mention that it was happening, and just like that, streaking
it went away. Yeah.
If they didn't give it, the one thing that these crazies want is oxygen. This is giving them oxygen. It's giving them attention.
But Brent,
and then
here's
what
my
it's
question.
Also doing, it's also inviting a violent backlash against them. So
true.
CNN, in its quest for sensationalism, is causing racial strife in America.
But here's my question. I worked for NBC News for a number of years, and I was inside these newsrooms, and I have a pretty good understanding. And it makes me wonder if the people at CNN want to believe this is true. They want to believe that in an era of Donald Trump that somehow there's all this hate, and that's how they can explain away the fact that Hillary Clinton was an awful candidate and people were sick and tired of being ignored in the Midwest, and they wanted to vote for a guy who they thought would roll up his sleeves and go to work for them and fight for them. They want to blame it on racism and misogyny and all of these things. They need to label the demon, and the demon is the white guy. And so I think I wonder inside these newsrooms if the people at CNN don't just, if their gut, if their core, want to believe this to be true, even though there's no empirical evidence of it.
Well, there's two points. One is, on a general scale, you're right, it's white guilt. And they do believe in white guilt, and this is their way of doing their own version of reparations, is to tell the truth about what's awful, the awful state of affairs. The second thing is the Kevin Bacon 4 degrees of separation to Donald Trump. You know, if you had a nuclear explosion, they would blame Donald Trump. If you had a typhoon, they blame it on Donald Trump. In this case, the state of hate in America, they did they definitively attach Donald Trump to it. In the era of Donald Trump, all this is happening. So yeah, they despise this man so much they attached him. Take him. Go back to the Charlottesville story, and this is kind of what started it all. When he talked about both sides, that there is bad news on both sides. There absolutely is bad news. There was on the side of those who were defending those statues because of the heritage of the South. And by the way, I count myself in that number proudly. There were some bad elements in
there.
A handful. On the side of those who opposed it, there were some bad elements as well. And for the president to say there were bad elements on both sides was being truthful, and the media have yet to stop savaging him for it.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, let's go to the other side of this story, because there is a counterbalance story potentially to this whole white supremacist and these white supremacists, these Nazis, these fascists. They're dangerous, and white, supremacy is the big threat. But you could look to Portland, Oregon, and you could look at these masked thugs that are referred to as Antifa, the anti-fascists, allegedly, that don't even know how to spell the word. But here you have Antifa that are literally beating up journalists, that are literally closing streets, attacking elderly people in their cars and pushing people down and being outright violent. Wouldn't it seem to reason that Antifa is a much bigger threat because it's happening in Portland, it's happening in Seattle, you see these people in Chicago, you see them all over the country. They're a far bigger danger than the Ku Klux Klan or any Nazi organization, right or wrong.
Of course they are, and most of the time they don't even get coverage. The media don't even cover what it is they're doing. And if they do cover them, they cover them from the standpoint of victimology.
Exactly.
And when somebody stands up to them, I don't know who these Proud Boys, right-wing people, I don't know who they are. But it seems to me, it strikes me, that there is very much the same thing. It's in reverse. There are bad elements standing up to bad elements. And yet, if the media cover it, the controversy is the people who stood up to Antifa.
Yeah, what happened to honest journalism in this country, Brent? Brent Bozell here from the MRC. What happened to honest journalists and honest journalism in America?
Oh, they're not even trying. They're not even trying, Steve.
But when did that change?
Once upon a time, and I've been at this for 30 years, once upon a time they denied a bias, which wasn't true. They don't even bother now. They are weaponized. They are radicalized, and so much so that I believe, and I said this last night in a speech that I gave, that the enemy of the conservative movement is not Nancy Pelosi, it's not Chuck Schumer, it's not the DNC, it's not any one of the 20 or what, 30 or 50 people running for president on the Democratic side. It's the national news media that are giving the oxygen to promote the most radical form of leftism this country has ever seen. Look, when they label, and Fox News is doing this too, and they ought to be appalled at what they're doing. When they label Nancy Pelosi a moderate, what does that tell you their fulcrum is?
Well, exactly. They're out of whack. It needs to be recalibrated. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. We'll be right back with Brent Bozell.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Dudley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.